Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Yes.
Hey, Brian, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor over on Lane Creek Circle.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't live there anymore.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't live there anymore.
You don't live on Deer Trail?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, maybe that's why I can't connect to your Wi-Fi. I've been trying to connect to your Wi-Fi, and it won't work.
Why would you want to connect to my Wi-Fi if I was there?
So I can get on the internet like I used to, but it just, I don't know. There must be a connection problem.
I don't know. I moved out of there 3 years ago,
okay.
So I'm not sure
okay. Who
you are or where you got my number from.
You don't have to be a jerk about it. It's in the homeowner's directory still.
You can take your jerk comment and stick it somewhere, Roy.
What? Why would you say that?
What the fuck is this?
R-E-E-F-E-R. We be touching tones, calling phones. We rip from Craigslist. Systematic prank machine has never been better than this. Feeling fine, dial your line. You don't know what the facts is. Running strong for 20 years, cactus. This ain't a game, playing on these phones. Roy gets a little boner every time he hears the dial tone. Just like when I see there's a brand new upload. We eat, sleep, and listen to the Snowplow Show.
I'm losers, not a work.
My name is Sensei Doug, I happen to know Tai Chi. See you giving snake eyes and we're gonna have a disagreement. Call you morning, night or evening. If we hack your voicemail, we call it an achievement. If you laugh, try your best to conceal it. When the number's disconnected, we know it's a bereavement.
This person is dead.
Shit.
Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA. PLA.
Cactus.
Old man story mode.
Cactus. Hi, my name is Roy, I'm calling from the corporate office. Sorry that you're busy, but the problem we got is the server's gone wrong, your sales don't exist. We're gonna need you to go out back.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Yes, find the breaker box. One by one we need them switches all flicked off. It's normal if the lights go out in and around the shop. Keep on flicking switches till the phone cuts off. Plunge into darkness, we are the master artists. The tilts are starting, the funny part is they can hear us laughing, but still make sure they power down every switch in this bitch. Cause a mass confusion for every single department. PLA make it every mark, open the fuse compartment.
Bro, you got some balls, mister.
No, I can't do that, sir, sorry.
No, it's okay, I'm calling from the corporate office.
Snowplow Show.
Cactus.
Cactus.
R-E-E-F-E-R. Bad news.
Welcome to episode 458 of the Snowplow Show. Today's episode is sponsored by Maury K. He's one of the billions of people over on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers that contributes to the show, keeps more shows happening, and has access to almost 100 secret shows that nobody else can listen to. There's no possible way. Thanks, Murray K. This is a show where we do improv comedy with unsuspecting improv comedy partners over the telephone. Sometimes we let them know that they're on an improv comedy show, but usually we don't. Usually they're too quick to hang up in anger before we can tell them that. Today is a live show that happened on Sunday night. We'll get started on that in just a few minutes. But first, a couple of things. Number one, that intro that you heard was by Reefer Badness. He sent it to me maybe a month ago, a few weeks ago maybe. It's pretty awesome. Thank you, Reefer Badness, for that one. You can find Reefer Badness's other music by going to soundcloud.com/ReeferBadness. I'll have a link to that in the show notes. I have a news story here featuring everyone's favorite gym, Planet Fitness. On Sunday, a Planet Fitness in Saginaw Township, Michigan, was evacuated after a gym patron decided to stop working out and hop online, only to find remote detonator among the list of Wi-Fi networks. He panicked like a little bitch, and Planet Fitness was closed for about 3 hours while a Michigan State Police bomb-sniffing dog was brought in to search for potential explosives. Because if you were going to bomb a place, why wouldn't you put a hotspot in there that says remote detonator? In the end, none were discovered, and even if they knew who did it, he probably wouldn't get arrested since that's technically not a crime. I know I'm making fun of it, but yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. I think I heard about someone doing this on a plane, on an airplane, maybe a year or two or three ago, naming their hotspot to something wacky, and the plane had to get diverted. But I'm only reporting this because it's Planet Fitness, and as you know, we're constantly calling up Planet Fitnesses and getting them to set off the lunk alarm, because it's the only place where we can call up a business and get them to set off alarms, and it's not a bad thing, because their alarms are stupid. They have an air raid siren in their gym that they set off every time somebody grunts too loud or drinks water out of a gallon jug. Oh, look at this. Gizmodo actually links to that article about the airplane. Asshole causes emergency landing after naming Wi-Fi network bomb on board. That was a good one. Let's see, what else? Kickstarter! Today, I got my Kickstarter money. I have gotten 2 phone calls, 1 text, and 1 email from my bank, from the fraud department, wanting to make sure that my debit card was not stolen because I've been spending thousands of dollars on coins and stuff. So yeah, I was able to order all of the coins today, both the PLA coins and the Snowplow Show coins, and I ordered a big batch of stickers to give out with the coins. I already have the lapel pins ordered. I did those a couple weeks ago because they take longer to ship, and the coin people tell me that it's only going to take like 2.5 weeks to get the coins here, maybe 3, but they said more likely 2.5. And we might get delayed by another week because of the lapel pins, but I think at the very worst I'm going to be able to start sending things out within 1 month. By at least May 15th, but hopefully maybe a week earlier. So yay, the Kickstarter stuff is happening. Everything's going good. I don't foresee any problems. And I think I may have mentioned on the last show, I know I tweeted about it, but I was complaining a bunch about how much shipping I was going to have to pay, because I think I'm going to end up paying probably around $1,000 in shipping, maybe. Somebody pointed me to a website called pirateship.com. I haven't really looked too closely into it, but I've bookmarked it. And the site claims that I can get much cheaper shipping rates. Someone also told me to look into some specific things at the post office, like bulk shipping. I'm definitely going to look into that. I didn't even think about that, because usually it only costs like a dollar or so to send in coins. But this time it's going to be $3.50 because of all the stuff that I'm stuffing into these packages. But quite a few people offered to send extra money to cover shipping, and that was nice of you. I appreciated that. I didn't take anyone up on the offer, and I don't want you to think it's a big deal, because I knew this was coming. It's fine. Everything's fine. I have the money to ship all this stuff out, thanks to you guys supporting the Kickstarter. So don't worry about it. It's gonna happen. Everything's gonna get shipped out just fine. Just be excited for the coins that are supposed to arrive within a month. I know I'm excited for it. If you missed out on the Kickstarter, you can still order coins. I've set up a page on phonelosers.org/coins. You can go ahead and order coins from there. I don't think I put international rates on those coins yet. Shit, I should probably do that. Maybe I did that already. I can't remember. But coins and lapel pins are on that page, phonelosers.org/coins. You probably won't get Snowplow Show coins, but at least you can get PLA coins. Those are the important ones. Oh, and if you order from that page, you know, I'm going to do all the Kickstarter people and Patreon people first. So you might have to wait an extra week or two for yours, but it won't take long. I'll catch up on the orders through that page as soon as I get all the Kickstarter stuff mailed out. There's a new Calls of Mass Confusion video out. I am in this one. I look like I have no idea what I'm doing. We talked to some girl about turning her into a robot or something, or a sex doll, or make a clone of her. I'm not sure what was going on, but I'll have a link to that in the show notes. You can find that by going to youtube.com/comcpranks. And speaking of Calls of Mass Confusion, Giad was interviewed on the Anti-Social Engineering podcast. That's the show that Riley does. Everyone knows Riley, right? He's been on my show before. He's been on everyone's show before. And Giad gets on there and he talks about kind of his history with PLA and his history with Riley/Lux and how Calls of Mass Confusion started up. It's an interesting show if you like Calls of Mass Confusion and Giad and PLA and Lux. So I have a link to that in the show notes if you want to go listen to it. Okay, that's enough for the announcements. This intro is getting really long. Let's play the live show that happened on Sunday night. Pussy here it good. Is. Your sister, pussy sweet. Like this. Pussy good. Yeah. Good enough to eat. Hit up, Twitter, hit up. Pussy good. Your sister, pussy sweet. Like this. Pussy good. Yeah. Good enough to eat. Hit up, Twitter, hit up. Someday it's gonna pay off. I'll keep trying.
Your call has been...
I've been watching a really exciting webcam tonight. I'm calling it a webcam because, I don't know, seems like that's what he's doing. He's streaming it on YouTube. It's Murdoch. Murdoch's the guy that did the theater calls with me, the movie theater calls. You guys know Murdoch, right? I'm putting the link to his YouTube streaming thingy, YouTube thing, in the Mixlr chat room. Everyone should go there and just cactus the shit out of him. He's only got 3 people watching right now. I doubt he's listening right now, because he doesn't listen to my shit. What the hell is he doing? He's just pointing his camera out the window and watching cars go by. The stream's called Looking Out the Window with the Blue Hat On. Like, everyone... everyone just... that's going to be our mob tonight. I wish I could give out the URL, but it's, you know, it's like... 6W1. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Cool. Everyone's saying cactus to him there suddenly. There's 12 people watching right now instead of 3. Me and him been talking about the good old days. Matt Hillock's in there too. It was just Murdoch and Matt Hillock and me, like, talking to each other in there. I'm calling numbers out of a directory that Crimson sent to me. This is the same one that had a bunch of old people in it. So I don't have much hope for this one. I remember I wasn't getting a lot of answers.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I was just talking about you. Barbara, hey, it's your neighbor, Roy.
Okay.
I was going through your trash can the other day on trash day.
Uh-huh.
Like, you put your trash can out front, you know?
Okay.
And I was wondering, how come you don't, like, you know, squish down your boxes? Because if you squish down all the boxes in your trash can, it would, you know, give you more room. It's
well, the better. Thing is when did you do this?
Just this past week.
Well, that's interesting, because my cans were not out.
I know. I mean, last week. What do you mean? What's interesting about that, though?
I didn't have my trash cans out this week.
Well, the last time you had them out, you know what I mean. It just seems like every time I go through your trash cans, like, you don't squish the boxes down. You should take them apart and, like, fold them up and put them in the trash can so you have more space. You're wasting trash bags.
I don't know what you're talking about. I always break my boxes down, so
not
I don't
always.
Know what you're talking about. I don't have that much that fills up my...
trash can.
My recycle. So I don't know who you are, so...
I'm your neighbor, Roy. I live around the corner. I'm over on Ridgeview. But anyway, that's no excuse to not...
You're on Ridgeview?
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about 96th Avenue.
You... I go on walks a lot. I go on walks late at night and just go through people's trash. Ma'am? Hello? Did you hang up? Doot. Is Murdoch responding? I don't see any responses from Murdoch. Nope. Murdoch's gonna come back to crazy chat room. 20 people watching now. Yeah, so that was boring. I was thinking I'd just do trash cans, because people have been telling me to do trash cans lately. But, you know, maybe not. We'll see. I Regret Jumping says their trash smells different than usual. What's wrong? Let me call another 10 numbers until somebody picks up. If these numbers don't work out, though, like, if I'm not getting enough answers, I will move on to something else. I've gotten some other good lists. Reggie sent me a good list tonight that I think could be fun. Hey, what the hell? Ronald and Tricia?
Hello?
Hey, you hung up on me. It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, in this day and age, you get one stab at it.
Yeah, but like, what? You didn't even give me a chance. You just hung up.
I listened. I said hello, and then there was no one here.
Oh, you probably said hello and then picked up.
No.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, I was calling about your trash.
Our trash?
Yeah, you know, you put your trash out and your recycles
out.
We've been going through your trash lately. We noticed you've been putting a lot of stuff in the trash that could go in the recycle.
Is this a joke?
No, like, you're putting a lot of paper-based stuff in the trash that it seems like you could put it in the recycle. You know, it doesn't have to be cardboard to go in the recycle. It could just be papers.
You've been going through our garbage.
Yeah. Well, no, we do. It's not you. Don't take it personally. We do this to everyone.
Let me put you on speaker because this is a joke.
That's not a joke, ma'am.
So you've gone through our garbage.
I'm with the Homeowners Association. We're supposed to. It's just to make sure that you're recycling properly and other reasons.
What's the name of the Homeowners Association?
Who the fuck are you? It's is that Ronald?
Maybe.
Trisha.
What's the problem? So, okay, you've been going through our garbage, okay? What do you care? You're not the... What does care? Because I don't pay the bill to...
Why didn't you just hand the phone to Ronald if he was going to take over the call?
Because who calls on a Sunday night? If this is this a business call or is this just some...
It's not a business
call.
Calling to let you know you need to recycle better.
Oh, okay, great. I'll take care of that.
Okay, well, no, seriously, you better or we're going to start sending you fines.
Just going to send me a fine.
Oh, yeah, we are. You think we can't do it?
Who's on the board of...
I don't have to tell you shit.
Oh, yeah. That's a real professional call there, Jack. I don't have... You don't even know who's on the board of...
Oh, I know exactly who's on the board.
Yeah, who?
Because
I do, too.
If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
All right, well, you have a nice night.
Yeah, you too. Throw your cardboard in the trash can all night. That's probably what he's going to do. That's probably their plans tonight. Oh, Murdoch, he's in the chat room now. Not my chat room. He's in his own chat room. He's talking to people in there. That's great. I'll have to go back and read it all later. All right, this next one is an out-of-state area.
This is Matthew.
Hey, Matthew. This is Roy. I'm your neighbor.
Hey, Roy.
Hey. Hey, I was looking in your trash the other day, and, is there any way you can, not pour the gross food stuff over the paper stuff? Because it makes
Hey, Roy, I've been told you've been making phone calls to different people. Can you tell me more who you are and what your interest is?
What do you mean, told by who? I haven't called anyone else. You're probably thinking of a different...
What neighborhood are you referring to and that you belong to?
Your neighborhood? What are you talking
about?
Which
is what?
Well, I don't have to tell you. If you don't know, I'm not telling you.
Okay, well, it's been a good conversation with you.
Okay, well, it's a simple request. Oh, man, maybe this Crimson List has outlived its usefulness. I was calling this one last week. It had all the old people, and I guess they've all been warned at this point. Yep, Nebraska Ryan, you're right. The jig is up. This is a 9-page list. I don't know. I'll keep going, but if one more does that, I may just quit on this list and move on to something else. So what I'm going to do is go down to page 7. I was on page 4. Yeah, I'll be Steve Dave now. I'll throw him off the trail. That's what I'll do. Wow, they've warned people about me. Shit. Shit, shit, shit. We could also, we could call liquor stores tonight. I've still got half.
Oh,
hey, Barbara.
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor.
Roy.
Yeah. I live around the corner.
Okay.
And I was going through your trash, and. You keep dumping, all the liquidy stuff, food items in with the cardboard and the papers and stuff.
No. What? Wait a minute. What number? Who are you?
This is Roy. I live here in the neighborhood. I forgot to say Steve Dave. Yep. And I was just...
What space are you in? I don't put anything in the recycling.
You don't put anything in the recycling? Yeah, that's why I'm...
Very little. Paper.
I know.
Newspaper.
Yeah, you should put more stuff in the recycling, like your food containers that are paper and cardboard.
No, I don't put any food containers in there.
Why not?
Newspaper and envelopes. That's it.
Don't you want? Are you afraid people will know what you're eating?
No. Go ahead. What's? No, I haven't put any food containers in the recycling.
That's the problem. You keep putting them in the regular trash. You're not
I don't have very... I have like one bag of trash.
I know.
One bag of recycling.
Yeah, but that's no excuse for not recycling properly.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be recycling everything, every little thing. You got to put it in the recycle bin if it goes in there.
Okay.
Plastics, cardboards.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, and also when you pour food all over all the regular stuff, it's hard for me to like root through your trash.
What neighbor are you? What number are you living?
No,
at?
I'm with the homeowners association. I live I live way over there on the ridge on 96th.
Okay,
now you
got me, Shane. You know what?
Yeah.
I don't live there.
You don't live
a rental.
You don't live on Ridgeview.
No, you're just. I live in.
Oh my
That's
gosh!
That's my rental house.
You need to talk to your tenants. You need to tell them to recycle more, recycle better.
Okay.
You need
I can
call them.
You sure threw me off.
Yeah,
I have like one bag of garbage a week. That's it.
You're one of those people.
I'm just me.
Well, your tenants, they have
a
lot more.
Rental house.
I've been going through their garbage every week, and it's getting worse and worse. They just don't even care about recycling.
Well, I'll tell them, but they sure threw me for a loop.
Yeah, what's their number? Let's just get them on the phone right now.
Let's see. Jimmy?
Yep, Jimmy.
They probably won't be happy, but I guess you could. In fact, I don't even know. Well, they didn't respond to a call I just gave them a couple of days ago.
Oh, like what, are they? Are they late? Oh, yard work.
They're not late. They're never late.
Let's have a word with them.
Okay.
We're gonna tell them a thing or two.
Tell them who you are. That you're the homeowners association in Breckenridge.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
like I said, you're like I'm going like what Roy?
Yeah.
I don't know any Roy. Or
that's what I'll say.
I live in a small community.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me get you the number.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Click, click.
Okay. This is it's Jimmy.
Okay. I'm going to mute. All right. And what's the number? Uh-huh. Okay. Alrighty. And what's the other one? Yeah. That's what I'll do.
Mixed or not recycling, I guess. So whatever.
Okay.
Be gentle.
Oh, of course I will. Of course. But what was the number again for Jim? Jimba?
Well, I think it's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, them. Those people. Okay, we'll start with... Are you ready? We're going to give them a piece of our mind. Here we go. It's ringing.
Wow, you're too high-tech for me.
I know. We got all the technology here.
I don't even know how to do this or what you're doing, but you probably won't answer unless he doesn't
know who you are. Hey, Jimmy. I'm not available right now.
I knew Jim would be like this. But we have that other number. We'll try this other one.
Okay.
Here goes.
Hello?
Megan?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, hey.
Hey, I'm on the phone with Barbara.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. Apparently there's a situation where you guys are putting the wrong stuff on the recycling container, which is interesting, but Mr. Roy here just called me, and I thought he was my neighbor here, and really threw me for a loop.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So,
she was worried.
I'm like thinking, what? Who? Yep. Roy? What?
And then she was telling me and she was telling me you guys don't keep up your yard very good either. Like, it's a messy, messy yard. And I agree.
I did not.
Uh-huh.
You did not.
You're bad-mouthing them all over the place. You should have heard her, Megan. Now she's...
I'm kidding. He's kidding.
No,
he's kidding.
I wouldn't kid. I'm a Christian. She's backpedaling. But
Megan, go ahead with what the issue is.
So Megan, you and Jimb... you haven't been recycling properly. You're putting too much paper. We've been going through your trash.
Okay.
And I didn't know that was up to the HOA to go through our trash. So what are we putting in there that we shouldn't be putting in there?
Oh, you know, just papers. Don't you know what goes in the recycle bin?
I thought, like, junk mail was fine, like all the stupid ads that are mailed. I've never been told otherwise, ever, in any property I've ever had.
Yeah, but, like, also boxes, like food boxes, like your stupid macaroni dinners. And stuff
Whoa,
like that.
You don't have to talk to us like that.
Oh, no, you said the word stupid first. Remember? You said stupid.
I just mean, you know, like everybody gets really annoyed with all the amount of...
Roy?
Yeah?
You're inappropriate.
No,
you know,
I'm
I'll
not.
Talk to him, okay?
Okay, Barbara.
I'll talk to him, Roy. Oh. Yeah, no, you are inappropriate. Just you hang up. But, I'll talk to Megan later.
You hang up. But Barbara,
goodbye.
Can you tell her to shut her kids the fuck up real quick?
Oh, man.
You called me at my home. It's dinner time at our house.
I know. Like, tell your kids to be quiet. Sit at the table quietly.
I have a one-year-old daughter that I had to step away for to get this phone call. She's upset. She's in her high chair.
Who is that?
It's HOA.
Well, let me talk to
you.
Hold on.
Yeah, put... Jimb? Jimb? Hello, Jimb? Jim?
Hello, this is Mr. Smith. Who's this?
Oh, hey, what happened? You disappeared there for a little while.
Yep. Whoa.
What'd you do?
What can we do for you?
Did you pop over on three-way and dial one of those numbers that records my call? Is that what you...
No, sir, I did not. My wife just passed me this. Who is this?
Oh, it's weird because you just kind of disappeared for a whole 30 seconds or so.
Okay, who am I talking to?
I kept saying, Jimb, are you there? And, like, you weren't replying. What happened during that time?
I don't know. Who's this?
Like, when you record the calls like that, you should say, hey, hold on 1 second. I've got to do something here. And, man,
you don't want to mess around with me.
Okay, well, I'm just saying you guys, like, need to take better care of your yard, number one.
I don't have a yard.
You don't call... Yeah, I wouldn't call it a yard either if I were you, the way it looks.
Okay, what's in my yard that you don't like?
And you need to recycle better. Like you're
What's
not.
In my
you're
yard
you're not.
You don't like?
You're not recycling properly.
Are you not hearing
Is
me?
Is that not up to the company? What?
Tell that lady to shut up.
Jim? I don't know who you are, partner, but.
Okay, well, she's interrupting while you're on the phone. Tell her to shut the fuck up.
Oh, dude, you're up.
And I'm not your partner, Chief.
Okay, dude. Hold on a second.
I'm not your dude, pal. And furthermore, Jimb? Uh-oh, he's doing it again.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
It's your turn to speak. I've said a whole bunch of stuff, and you haven't said anything back to me.
I've got nothing to say to you.
Okay, well, I just called to let you know. Clean up your damn yard. Recycle better. And tell your wife to shut up.
Hey, what's your name, dude?
This is Roy.
Roy, where do you live at?
Quit calling me dude. It's very condescending.
I didn't call you dude. I said, where do you live at?
You said dude. I heard you. I've got it on recording. I'm recording this call.
That's good. Good for you. You should probably should.
Just like you're recording.
Where do you live at?
Oh, I don't have to tell you. Like, I'm the boss here. We just, you know, we keep an eye on your trash and your recycle levels, and they're way off. They're very disproportionate.
Sounds good.
You need to fix that ASAP.
Sounds good.
That's right.
I'll be seeing you later, Roy.
Will you? That sounds kind of like scary. Don't say it like that, okay?
Oh, I promise.
What do you mean you promise?
See you later, Roy.
Okay, Jimb. Wow, I'm all shook up now, you guys. What the hell was that? Well, that was kind of fun. I got a lady to participate in a prank call with me. When he said, I promise, that was like his response to, is that a threat? And he was thrown off because I didn't say that. Yeah, probably the trace went through, and that's why he started acting like that all of a sudden. He got on the three-way and dialed the trace number. You know what? Fuck it. Let's find a new list. I got a really good one from Reggie. Maybe I'll come back to this one, Crimson. I'll do it off the air or something. Yeah, he's going to stand in my yard with a Jason Voorhees mask. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I have moved on to another list. This one is from Reggie. Reggie sends a ton of lists in. He sent this one in just 1 hour ago. 28 trailer park residents plus the office number. Another damn list, goddammit, is what he says. Thanks, Reggie. So this could be fun. I looked it up just now on Google Maps. And, you know, they're mobile homes. I don't know if I have an opinion on how nice they are. They're not the nice, it's not a super nice looking home, mobile home park. They're not actual trailers, they're mobile homes. Anyway, so yeah, I forget what I was saying to trailer park people before. I guess I could go back on my list here, because I never delete anything, and read that again. But we're going to call trailer park people. They're in New Mexico. It is a huge mobile home park, like really, really huge.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Rodriguez?
No, this is her daughter. Can I help you?
Okay, don't get an attitude with me. This is Roy from the mobile home.
I have an attitude.
Oh, you kind of do. I'm from the mobile home park.
I don't have an attitude. What's going on?
Okay, well, I only said that because of your attitude. That's all.
Okay.
All right. Where's Mrs. Rodriguez at? What's she doing tonight?
She's here in her chair resting.
Okay.
Can I help?
Well, there you go with the attitude again. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just, I don't have an attitude. I'm answering your question.
Well, you're like, she's here in her chair resting. And then she hangs up. Like, that is totally an attitude. Let me call her one more time. I didn't have anything prepared. I forgot, like, what was I going to say to her? Neighbor is paving their front lawn with... No, that's mean.
For real, if you tell me I have an attitude one more time, I'm calling the police on you.
You can't
What's
call
going
the
on?
Police on me just because you have an attitude. I just call them to let...
Yeah, now I do have an attitude. What's going on?
Well, you sound the same to me. I was calling to let you know we're going to be paving all the grassy areas of your plot, your piece of land there. We're going to be paving them.
I speak English. I understand you perfectly. Go for it.
Okay. I didn't say anything about her English understanding abilities. Why'd she say that? Is that does she get that a lot? All right, I Regret Jumping has a good one. He wants me to say their mobile home looks kind of dumb, or makes the whole neighborhood look like a trailer park. That's what we're doing to Barbara. These better not be a bunch of old people, Reggie. Be really annoyed if it is. But they sure are old people names. Dang it. Maybe we should just do liquor stores. Hi, Betty.
Who's calling?
It's Roy from the mobile home park.
Roy?
Yeah, from the office. Oh my gosh, settle down.
Why are you calling?
I was getting to that, but you like, I don't know, what's with the attitude? I'm calling to let you know about something.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Joni, her daughter.
Oh.
Betty is deceased. That's why I was wondering what it was about.
I'm sorry. I just needed to find out, is it going to be a problem if I move into your trailer there just for a couple days?
Move into my trailer?
Yeah, just for a couple days. My house is being digitized.
I don't know who you are, but now I have your phone number.
I know,
so I'm going to report this to security.
Oh, that's fine. No, they know me. Like, security knows me. They work for me.
But you don't just call up a stranger and ask to move into their house.
But I work in the office, and my house is being digitized for a couple of days. Like a full
I don't know what digitized is, but...
You know how, like, we live in analog houses? Like, I'm upgrading it. It's going to be a digital house. You know? Nope. Guess not. That was Cody's. I was going to do, I'm going to do yours next, I Regret Jumping, but, you know, she just told me that Betty died. I think this might be the wrong time of day for this list. I think we might need to move on to liquor stores. These are all old lady names, now that I go down the list. We've got a Helen, got a Gloria, we've got a Florence, got a Sylvia. And there's no male names. So they don't have a husband they can complain to about my crazy calls?
Hello, no one is available.
And I keep reaching daughters of the recently deceased? That's no fun. Oh my God, Reggie. I think I'm going to call these in the daytime. I Regret Jumping brings up a good point that liquor stores are open. Let's try, I want to do like just one with I Regret Jumping's idea. That's what we'll do, and then we'll stop on this list for now. And I'll come back to it, I promise, Reggie. Reggie's in the chat room. Hi, Reggie.
Hello.
Hi, Beverly?
Yes.
It's Roy from the office, the mobile home park office.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How you doing tonight?
Good. What can I do for you?
I needed to let you know that your mobile home looks dumb, and it makes the whole neighborhood like we're a trailer park.
Well, what the fuck do you think this is?
Well, we're a mobile home park, but you're making it look like a trailer park. Like, we're one step away from being an RV park.
What the fuck are you talking about? I live in a double-wide mobile home.
I know, but you're making it look like a trailer park.
Who the fuck is this?
It's Roy from the office.
There is no Roy at the office.
There is now. I've been here like 3 weeks. You don't come in enough. Or you would know me.
I don't care to know you.
I don't want to know you either, because your mobile home looks dumb.
What's wrong with my mobile home?
It just looks dumb. It makes the whole neighborhood look like a trailer park.
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
You better not. I don't give you permission.
The hell I won't. I got a tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm going to report you.
No. Please don't.
You want to play fucking games, buddy?
Don't report.
Let's play fucking games.
Don't report me, please, okay? I got two strikes.
You are a piece of fucking shit.
Okay.
And if you call my phone again, I'll make sure you don't ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
Oh, come on.
My nephew is a sheriff. I'm reporting you to him. You want to fucking play games, buddy? Play games.
Just can we pretend I never called you? Can we just pretend I never called? Beverly? Whoa. Jesus Christ. She makes me kind of want to, like, keep calling on this list. Got some tough old ladies down there in New Mexico. She was, like, cursing at me right away. All right, let's call Bobby. Bobby's a nice Christian 1930s name for a lady. Or why don't I just end it there? I mean, that's a perfect place to end, right? Why am I not ending it? I should be ending it. What am I doing? Why am I calling another one?
Hello. Please leave a message after...
Okay, one more. I'm going to try one more. Quick chat room idea before I start calling liquor stores. Man, we got some great clips from her. I'm going to be... sound clipping half of her conversation.
Hola.
Hi there, Brian?
Yeah?
Is this Brian?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian.
Hi.
You sounded kind of like a female there at first. That was weird.
Who's this?
This is Roy. I'm with the mobile home, the office.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, yeah, the Four Hills Mobile Home Park. I'm here in the office. I needed to let you know about something. We've been trying to call all week.
Okay, I don't live there.
Oh, who lives there then?
I don't know.
Oh, Where do you live?
What did you need?
You don't live on Maverick?
Nope.
Shit. Did you used to?
Nope.
Fuck.
Why?
This is Brian.
What do you need?
Well, this is Brian, though, right?
Yep.
Well, who lives there? Does somebody else live there that has this number? Because we've been trying to call all week.
Nope. For what?
Shit, fuck. We're doing like a mandatory digitalization of all trailers. We're gonna be digitizing the trailers.
Nope, don't live there.
We needed to let you know to like so nobody got stuck in the Matrix.
Oh, that sucks.
And also, do you know Beverly?
Nope, don't know Beverly.
Oh, okay, never mind then. You don't want to know her. She curses.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yep. Who was the?
Who was this?
I already told you. It's Roy from The Office.
Roy Roundtree.
It doesn't even matter though, because you don't live here. You claim. I think you're full of shit though.
I think you're full of shit.
I think you're more full of shit. I think you're full of shit twice.
You want to meet me in front of 21 Maverick? We'll talk about it.
Oh, that's weird because I never gave you the house number, and all of a sudden you know the house number. And you're right there.
Actually, you did, but no, I do not live there.
No, I didn't give you the house number. I just gave you the street, you stupid motherfucker.
No, you said, well, meet me out there then.
How long will it take you to get there? Like 2 seconds since you're inside?
Actually, probably like 15 hours since I don't even live in New Mexico.
Why do you have a New Mexico number then? That's impossible.
No, it's not impossible.
Yes, it is.
I've had this number since high school.
I know how the phone company works.
Obviously, you don't.
Yes, I do. Like, there's no way. Like, you're not 15 hours
away. You're not as smart as you're trying to be.
New Mexico is not that big. Like, if you're 15 hours away, you'd be in a different area code, idiot.
I am in a different area code.
Which one?
Doesn't matter.
How did I reach you then?
Called my number.
You just have, like, a really long extension phone? You're so full of shit. Don't even understand how phones work, dummy.
God, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
You're a dumbass.
You're an idiot twice.
Twice? Oh.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Well, have a good night.
All right, you too. Tell that lady that picked up at first, give her kisses for me. Tell her have a nice night.
Too bad you like dudes.
Nuh-uh. I do not. Don't take that back. Take it back.
Sounds like you do.
I don't. Take it back. Sit, don't, like, apologize for that.
Nope.
You better, because it's not true. It's not true at all. It's not true. You motherfucker. He's the one that wasn't wanting to meet me, so I think he likes dudes. Okay, I can't quit this list at this point. We're going to call Carol. Actually, there are a couple male names on here now that I'm looking at it. There's a Clyde, another nice name from the 1940s. You got a Donald and an Eddie. Same number since high school. Why? Move on. Like what? So your high school friends can
please still leave
call
your message
you?
For 5.
So let's call Clyde. I used to have a landlord named Clyde. And a district manager. He hated me. They were both old.
Please leave your name and number after the beep.
No.
Please leave your message for 5.
Okay, somebody just seconded the jump-starting the trailer idea. What's the idea? Your trailer is dead. Ask if they can jump-start it with their trailer. Okay, I regret jumping. I'm going to do it only because somebody seconded that idea. All right, Eddie. We got 2 Eddies in a row. I'm going to ask them to drive their trailer over to me. Man, I can't get over that lady that cursed at me a bunch. She was awesome. I wish she would have, like, taunted me when I asked her to just forget it. But she didn't. She just hung up.
Hello?
Hi, Florence?
Yes?
It's your neighbor, Roy.
This is what?
It's your neighbor, Roy.
Roy?
Yeah, hey, my trailer, it died, Can you bring your trailer over here and jumpstart my trailer?
I don't know who you are.
I live over here on Buckling Bronco Trail.
Okay, what do you need?
Can you drive your trailer over here? My trailer died, like the battery's dead.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't have a trailer to drive over there.
I know, just like hook up to a truck and drive it over here real quick.
I can't do that.
But I just need a jump start, that's all, so I can watch TV.
How did you get my number?
I looked in the telephone book. They delivered the phone books last week.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just needed to drive your trailer over here and jump start my trailer.
Honey, I don't have a trailer.
Well, your mobile home, you know what I mean.
My who to what?
Your mobile home, your RV, whatever that thing is, I don't know. The thing you live in.
It's a mobile home, and I can't drive that.
Just drive it over here.
No, I can't.
Hook it up to a truck and pull it over here.
No. Sorry. Bye.
Can you bring... okay. Oh, my God, I regret jumping. That idea was terrible. Florence didn't fall for it. So whoever said I regret jumping has good ideas, please take that back.
Hello?
Hi, Gloria?
Yes?
Hey, Gloria, this is Roy from the Mobile Home Park Office.
Yes?
And, hey, we're going to be running a new commercial on television for the Mobile Home Park.
Uh-huh.
And can I play it for you? It's you can just tell me if it's any good?
Yeah, right now?
Yeah, I'll play it right now. I'm going to play a new, it's a commercial, it's going to air on television.
Or health?
Yeah, because, you know, we need more tenants here, and not a lot of people are moving in, so we're going to run a TV commercial to try.
Okay, and who am I speaking to?
This is Roy from the office.
You know, Roy from the office?
Yeah, from Hills, from the office.
Okay,
you ready?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't, okay, yeah, here we go. Oh, wait. So it's just panning across a bunch of trailer parks first.
Hills Mobile Home Park. Come on down and enjoy the living here on Colt Lane, on Mustang Trail, on Buckling Bronco Trail. We got pink trailers, we got white trailers, we got blue trailers, we got yellow trailers. Give us a call at 520-6121. Come on and move on in. Fuck those apartments. Who wants to live in an apartment anyway? Hills Mobile Park. What'd you think?
What'd you think?
Are you asking me what I think? Hello.
Yeah. Just wondering what you think. Was it a good commercial? Do you think it would draw people in to the trailer park? We're just trying to gauge people's response that already live here.
Yeah, I think it would.
That's good. You didn't
think? It's kind of hard to understand, though.
Yeah, just over the phone. I think on TV it'll play better because there's images of like you out there watering your lawn and stuff. And, you know, just, like, people driving around in golf carts and stuff.
Yeah.
So it'll make people want to move here. We're trying to get the young people in.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yep.
We could use some young people around here.
Yeah, I think so. So you
and some good people that are handyman that you can trust.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be nice. Yep.
Okay,
so you approve? Like, do I have your approval on the commercial? Because... I need 10 votes before we can put it on network television.
Yeah, you have my vote.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Gloria.
You're welcome, Roy.
I hope you have a nice night.
You too. Bye.
Are you watching anything good on TV?
I was watching the awards.
Oh, neat. The awards. I'm missing those tonight because I have to make all these phone calls.
Well, good luck, Roy.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Okay, have a good night.
Oh, you have a good night, too.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye to you, too.
Bye.
All right, bye. Bye, too. That was Zach's idea. Zach WSX3's idea. You're asking for feedback on a new radio commercial. Oh, yeah, I said TV commercial. Oops. Cue some music about cats being good and sweet. Oh, the Pussy Good song. Okay, I didn't see that part. Oops. That was fun anyway. Yeah, that's what I was like. Are there awards tonight? What's the awards? Who knows? So I guess we're not going to do liquor stores tonight. You know, I've been on for an hour and 20 minutes. That's way too long. I'm just going to finish up this list and fuck it. I'm out of here. Just fuck everything. Let's call Helen. Wasted Memory wants me to say we're switching all the trailers from electrical to steam power.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Rest in peace, Helen. Like they'll know who ICP is. Maybe if I tell them the Beach Boys are coming. Or the Beatles. The Beatles are going to have a concert there. Maybe we will do a liquor store or two, because I'm almost done with this list. Jimmy Buffet? Yeah. It's going to be a Jimmy Buffet concert. How about Drew Carey? Drew Carey's going to come from The Price is Right. Don't all the old ladies love Drew Carey? Me and Dwight were talking about Drew Carey last night on the Dwight show. The old ladies love to watch Drew Carey during the days at full volume. RK4 wants me to say that Carrot Top is going to be performing directly in front of their trailer, right on their front door. Their porch is going to be the stage.
Hello?
Hey there, Robert?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the mobile home office.
I don't know Roy.
Okay, well, I'm Roy. I'm calling you to let you know that Carrot Top, he's going to be performing on your property on Monday afternoon at 1 p.m.,
Where?
Like, you know your porch area, like right outside your front door? That's going to be basically his stage. He does prop comedy.
You're really bored, aren't you?
Oh no, I'm completely serious. There's going to be a small crowd here. He's just doing like a small venue type thing. It's just going to be like less than 50 people watching it.
Okay. But well,
you need to keep your door shut during this performance. It's just going to be like 2 hours.
Oh my God, they haven't seen my yard, have they?
No, it's okay. He likes that kind of stuff.
That's hilarious.
No,
I gotta tell people this one.
Yeah, well, like just they can come over and watch if they want, but they have to pay.
Okay, well,
but he likes the campy type atmospheres, and he does prop comedy, and he said your trailer is perfect.
Oh my gosh! Well, yep. That's interesting.
Yeah, yep. He's like,
but you made my humor. I was watching this interview with Comey, and I tell you what, I thought that was ridiculous, but you've topped it.
Oh, that's great. Who's Comey? Who the fuck's Comey?
Excuse me?
Who the fuck's Comey?
James Comey.
Oh, James.
The former FBI director.
Oh, that James Comey.
That James Comey.
I'm very familiar with the FBI.
George Stephanopoulos is interviewing him.
Oh, good old George.
And he's asking some pretty hard questions, and this guy is just dancing around the table.
Of course he is. I wouldn't expect anything less of James.
The reason why I'm laughing so hard about this concert in my yard is I have rocks.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's a lot of rocks.
Yeah, he wants
You can't even walk through it.
Yeah, that's what he wants. He said he drove through here and said yours is perfect, and he wants to use yours.
Well, there won't be anybody here.
How come you're not watching the awards?
Oh no, that's too young.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter. Only young people worry about that, and then when they get older, they realize it really didn't matter.
I don't know. I bet old people still watch them.
Excuse me?
I bet you some old people still watch them.
Well, the ones that are stuck.
Yeah, those people.
You got to go forward like having Carrot Top in your front yard.
That's right.
1 o'clock.
That's right.
I sure do. Thank you. I'm going back to my interview. Thank you, Roy, for a delightful conversation.
No problem. Just don't touch your door from 1 to 3.
Well, I promise it's a glass door.
Well, don't touch it. Don't be back there making faces because they're going to be filming.
That's hilarious.
Don't.
You take care of yourself, Roy.
Okay, you too.
And you keep up the good work and introduce yourself to me.
I will, I promise. I'll see you on Monday. Monday at 1.
Bye now.
All right. Love you. People need to move forward, and he's watching, like, some old guy from the FBI or something. I don't know what he's talking about. Only young people watch the awards.
We're sorry.
All right, Rosita. Rest in peace, Rosita. Let's try Susan.
Hello. We're unable to get to the phone right
balls.
Now.
Balls. All right, Sylvia. Sylvia's our last hope.
Yes.
Hi, Sylvia.
Yes.
Hey, Sylvia. It's Roy from the office here at Hills Mobile Home.
Yes.
And I'm calling to let you know. They wanted me to call everyone and let them know that the trailer park, it's now owned by the Canadian consulate because we're on Canadian land. So, you know, if you want to leave the trailer park, you're going to have to get a passport. I liked that idea. That idea that fucked up the very last call was by Timothy. Thanks for that, Timothy. Let's try her right back. Oh, and it's busy now. She's star 3-2 in me.
Yes.
Hey, don't hang up on me. This is serious stuff. I needed to let you know about it.
Who are you?
This is Roy from the trailer park office. We're all Canadians now.
Come on. Pick somebody else to play jokes on.
No, I'm not joking, ma'am. I'm completely serious. That was great how she said that, though. I enjoyed that one. Thanks, Tim. Okay, so I'm going to call a couple liquor stores here from I Regret Jumping's painfully put together liquor store list. There's still a ton of shit in here I never got around to trying. I didn't realize there was so much. So I'm going to start right where I left off with Golden Spot Liquor. I'm not doing many of these, though. I'm just going to do a few. We're going to be done with it. I'm going to go watch some Lost in Space. I'm almost done with it. 4 episodes to go. I can do it tonight. I'm sure of it.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Liquor stores might be closed in some states already. I know around here they close at 7. Here in Albany, if you want liquor after 7, you're just fucked. I mean, you know, you can go to the bar, I guess. Order a bunch of glasses and then just sneak out the door with it. That's what I do. This one is called Kickapoo Red Ball Liquor. Oh, yeah, Sunday. I'm talking about every day, though. So maybe I should only call the ones on the west coast, the west side. Here we go, California. It's only 8:30 in California. They've got to still be open, right?
Liquor seller.
Hey there, this is Roy. I'm the band manager for the Insane Clown Posse. You know the music group?
Which music group?
Insane Clown Posse. They're coming to your store. They're going to be there in 10 minutes.
I don't know about it.
Okay, well, they're coming to your store. It's a very famous music group called the Insane Clown Posse.
Uh-huh.
They're going to come in. They're all going to be dressed like clowns.
Okay.
There's going to be cameras with them, a large entourage. There's usually a bunch of fans and reporters and TV cameras following them.
Uh-huh.
So your store is just going to totally fill up in just like no time.
Oh, okay. Like, in what time?
In about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. So what would we do?
Yeah, just serve them. Give them anything they want.
Okay.
Don't take no for an answer. Oh, wait, no, that's... Yeah, you know, just don't say no to them.
Okay.
You're going to need to give them at least one free bottle of vermouth, but they'll make it worth your while.
Well, I'm not allowed to do that.
Oh, you'll do it because they're going to spend thousands of dollars. So just give them one free bottle of vermouth, and they'll spend
vermouth.
Yeah, any type, whatever, you know.
Okay.
Yep, and they're gonna have they're gonna drink inside the store.
Oh, okay.
They're gonna like all gonna be drinking inside your store. They're gonna take the bottles off the shelf. They're gonna open them and they're gonna drink them.
Okay.
They're gonna be drinking so much alcohol while they're in there. Is that okay?
That won't be okay because there's no drinking in the premises.
Yeah, but they're celebrities. They're famous.
Yeah.
So they're gonna be drinking.
Okay.
Some of them are going to be naked.
Okay.
They're going to have clown...
Girls or boys?
Both.
Both?
Yep.
Okay.
Some girls, some boys. They're going to be naked. They're going to have clown makeup on, but they'll be naked.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. They're going to smash bottles on the floor.
Thank you.
Okay. They're probably going to smash bottles, though. Okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
So, but it's worth it, because they're going to spend a lot of money. That was boring. Those juggalos. That was a liquor seller. Teehee. Man, most of these are on the eastern part of the country. It's okay. I wanted to quit anyway. I'm sick of all of this. I just want to go. Here's a California one.
Hello?
Hi, isn't this the liquor store?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't say liquor store. Can I help you? You just said hello. Hello?
This one, okay.
Ma'am?
This is a customer. This one.
Yeah, I'm a customer. Ma'am?
Okay.
Hold on,
I don't know. Okay, I give it.
Hey!
Hey, 무슨 애이고?
Hey!
I'm busy.
Can you hear me? call back, I guess. What the fuck was that? I Regret Jumping wants me to ask if I can have their expired liquor. That was Slick's Liquor. Bunch of jerks there.
Hello, can I help you?
Hi there. This is Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was inside your cooler, you know, like in the back.
Yeah.
And I left something in there. Do you think you can go check and see if it's still there?
What'd you leave and where?
It was my Kenny Loggins CD.
And where would it be?
You know the big walk-in cooler that we're not supposed to be in?
Okay, what were you doing in there then?
I was just... nothing.
Then why would it be in there if you're not supposed to be in there?
I just... I don't know. I was just in there. Like, let's just not even worry about that part of it. But I left it... I left it in there. I was changing discs on my Discman.
And so you walked back there, and you're not supposed to be back there... And now you want me to go back there and look for your CD?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I left it in there. I don't see where else it could be, because I know while I was in there, I was listening to my Discman, and I had to switch.
So what were you doing back there? How long were you back there?
I was back there quite a while, like a good 20 minutes.
Well, please don't call this number again.
Why?
Please, and if you come back, I'll call the cops.
No, don't call the cops. I'm a regular customer.
Well, you have no business being back there.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been back there, and I won't go back there again, but I really need my Kenny Loggins.
And then tomorrow I'm going to tell Jeff, and you're not allowed in the store no more.
Well, I want my CD back. You can't just take my CD.
Okay, well, you shouldn't be back there.
Okay, that's no...
You have no business being in the back of the store.
But that doesn't give you the right to steal my property.
Nobody's stealing your property.
Well, if you don't give me back my Kenny Loggins CD, you are...
Okay, well then you call the cops and we'll deal with it then, okay?
No,
you
I'm
have
not
a nice
why
night.
Would I bother
if you harass
the
her anymore, I will call the cops.
Why would I bother the cops with this?
Because you had no business being back there, and you can get it from Jeff tomorrow.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to
leave these women alone tonight.
I'm just going to come in and I'm just going to go back there again and I'll look myself.
And then I'll call the cops.
No, you won't. Cause
watch
I'll sneak back there. You didn't know I was back there the first time. What does she mean, leave these ladies alone? That's the one where the lady yelled at me, but I don't understand why she was yelling at me. That was an idea from a previous show. Where is it? Oh, that was I Regret Jumping's idea. He sent that with the original email, it looks like. Thanks for the idea, I Regret Jumping, I guess. Timothy wants me to say that I identify as underage.
Strip liquor.
Hi, I have a question for you before I come in there.
Yep.
I'm like legally I'm 45 years old.
Okay.
But I self-identify as a 12-year-old. Am I going to be able to get liquor if I come in there?
That depends on what the ID says.
Well, do I have to show ID? I mean, I'm 45. I'm like balding and fat.
Probably not. No.
Okay, but I mean, I wear like a Ghostbusters shirt, and I'll have a backpack on, and a hat, and
that's almost 45-year-old hipster's dress these days.
No, I mean, but yeah, but I self-identify as a 12-year-old, so I'll be talking like very hip, like a 12-year-old does.
This is Las Vegas, sir. That doesn't crack my top 10 list for strangest things I'll see today.
Okay, well, I'm just making sure. I want to make sure because I don't want to come in there and get arrested for underage drinking.
$3.01.
I'm an adult tween. You're being very rude, like talking to someone else while you're on the phone.
I'm handling transactions. I'm up here alone right now.
Okay, I'm gonna have a
You're good to go as far as what you told me.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I'm gonna have a backwards hat and a skateboard.
All right. You got it, man.
I have another question.
Yeah, you're good to go, man.
I have another question.
Got to handle customers.
Okay.
You take care, man.
I have another question.
Please hold.
Shit. They're playing We Are the Champions. You know what? I don't have to put up with this. I'm hanging up. Well, maybe I'll wait for one customer. Just maybe he'll pick up. Wow. Paying for their liquor with cash. They're old school. Getting his nickels back.
All right, still with me?
Yep.
Okay, what was your next question, sir?
Do you have expired liquor there? Can I just have it?
No.
What do you do with it?
Expired beer goes back to the vendor for a credit. And hard liquor never expires.
Oh, sure it does. Come on. Don't be stingy with it. Just, like, give it away so it doesn't go to waste.
Pretty much anything above 15% alcohol just doesn't expire. It's kind of how alcohol works.
Yeah, I think you're just a disgusting place and you don't throw out your expired shit.
How's it going, man?
Tell that guy to shut the fuck up.
What's Carl been saying?
Tell him he's had enough
he's
tonight.
He's a daddy one, ain't he?
Tell him he's had enough already. Can you put that customer on the phone?
I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Anything else you need to know, man?
Not really. I already know everything I need to know, that you're disgusting and you don't throw out your expired liquor.
All right.
I'm just going to go to Roy's Liquor. They're better anyway.
Okay, you take care.
Okay, I have a confession.
Yep.
I'm actually at Roy's Liquor already. I work here.
Sure, I appreciate your service.
No problem. I just, wanted to waste your time because we're a better liquor store than you.
That's cool.
Yep. We just wanted to. I wanted to get it on recording that you guys don't throw out your expired liquor. It's disgusting. You're gross.
Anything gross. Else I can help you with?
No, just hang up.
Peace.
All right. What a nice guy. Can't make him mad. Let's call Roy's Liquor.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Come on, Roy's.
7-0-2-2.
Well, because of I Regret Jumping and his mainly eastern half of the country liquor store list, this show is almost over. Roy's isn't picking up. This next one is the last one in California. Why didn't you put more Oregon ones in there, I Regret Jumping?
What's your liquor?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there a little bit ago.
Okay.
And my mom said I had to call you and apologize.
What?
My mom said I had to call you and apologize for what I did in there earlier.
And what'd you do?
So, Like, you know your cooler that customers aren't supposed to go into?
You sure you got the right store?
Yeah, yeah. Horseshoe Liquors.
Okay.
Is that you?
That's us, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I went in your cooler, like in the back.
1970, okay.
You know?
Okay.
And I pooped in your cooler.
Good for you.
Yep, I pooped right in the middle. Have you been in there yet? That was me.
You have a good day. You have a good day.
Me or them? Oh, both of us, I guess. I tried. Somebody in the chat room suggested that. I don't know who. But I blame you for that, for him not reacting at all. I'll finish up this liquor store list one of these days, though. I regret jumping. It'd be a good afternoon thing to do, since they're all more on the eastern side of the country. The good news is the poop is probably frozen solid by now. That's I Regret Jumping's idea. Which is really dumb, because it's not a freezer. It's a fridge. Durr. So that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for the chat room ideas and all that stuff. I can't wait to re-listen to that one lady, you know the one I'm talking about, from the trailer park, the one that cursed at me a lot. She had a mouth on her. She sure did. Hopefully there'll be a show starting up as soon as I end my show. Somebody do a show. I'm going to go watch the Murdoch stream.
Time ago in a town called Kickapoo.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson. Guess what? I found my phone call. I found the phone call with the mask and the old lady and the old man, you know, and he's staring out in the yard.
Oh,
I found
that old
it.
Thing.
It's August 16th, 2015, taking advantage of people or whatever. Yeah, being evil and taking advantage of people. That's what it is. It's in there. And there's one other call in
Yay.
There with the... I didn't really describe that includes the mask.
But,
anyway, that is the name of the episode. Yeah, please upload it to YouTube if you can. Thanks, Brad. Bye-bye.
What? It's not up there? It has to be up there. August 16th, 2015. Let's see if I can find that one. Yep, there it is. I just typed in the words taking advantage. It's the August 16th, 2015 show Being Evil and Taking Advantage of People, sponsored by Tony from Arizona. This is a live show where we call residents that are members of a homeowners association. I will put a link to that in the show notes if anyone wants to hear it. It is apparently the one where I claim that some lady's husband has been just going out in my yard in the middle of the night and just staring at my house while wearing a Friday the 13th mask. That sounds hilarious. Thanks, Crimson. I'm sure whoever was looking for that will appreciate it. Maybe. If they still listen to the show.
Hey, Brad, it's Publicist.
Hey.
I was just listening to the Landlords from Hell, and that show was fucking awesome.
Thank you.
The thing that I wanted to compliment you on that cracked me the fuck up was the hold music. Pussy Good, Pussy Sweet, or whatever the fuck that was.
They don't curse.
I think you played that right
no
after.
No cursing.
After that lady was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to church on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But the funny thing was it was like, She didn't even notice.
I know. Nobody notices it. Nobody cares. Like, a couple of people have cared so far. But most people just don't seem to think anything of it.
So,
if
you play this on the air, maybe some of the other PLAers can find some really raunchy-ass songs. But
yeah,
I'm going to make that my mission as well and submit them and hope that you will start doing more hold music.
Okay.
See you later. Hey, Arby, I was curious if you could tell me if the bomb is still alive. Haven't heard any reference to him or any comments really at all. Want to know if the bomb's still alive. Let me know.
Yeah, he's probably still alive. Why wouldn't he be? He's as fit as a fiddle. I'm sure he's going to come out with a new album soon.
That's it. Jack from Alaska. Hey, man.
Hey.
I just got to say, dude, are you sick of everybody always saying good work? Book the good work.
Fuck all you voicemail people telling me good work.
Keep up the good work. I mean, yeah, you know, encouragement's nice. And, no, they're not, you know, mean no harm, but fuck.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, everyone. At least their phones work, and we can understand them.
Get in the way, person. Stop! So maybe make a call out to them and say, you know, fuck, you got it in your good work. Fucking bullshit.
Right.
Fucking stupid.
Every time you get loud, your phone fucks up. That's funny.
And, I was also thinking, why don't you make, like, another persona that has these crazy commercials, you know, like, here's a word from our sponsor or whatever, and then it cut to this other character. You know, and the character's like, sick of fucking asshole people in the way, cause they can keep up the good work. Take.
Yep, that's what I'll do. Okay. Whatever you just said, whatever you just yelled and I didn't hear. Good work on this voicemail.
Hey, Brad!
Hey!
I figured I'd call while you're still small time, because you're going to blow up!
I hope so.
But I gotta get an email in for you. Pop up.
Alright. Thanks. He said something at the end, but I couldn't understand it.
Hey, Brad, this is the real Rusty Shackleford. Hey. I really screwed that last one up, so I'm gonna try it again.
Okay.
Thank you for sitting down with me. Were you ever bullied?
What?
Hello. For billing, press 1.
What?
Otherwise, press 2.
What's happening?
4. A. Complaint, press 7.
Okay, that was weird. I don't know what that was about. Thanks, Rusty Shackleford.
Hey, Brad. It's Swathart. Just had a few questions for you.
Okay.
First one is, I recently found a delicious beer made by Michelob Ultra, flavored cactus lime. Really good stuff. Don't know if you've seen that. I've been having some trouble finding it recently, but it was available for the past few months. If you see it in the local area, check it out, not only because it says cactus, but also because it's delicious.
Okay.
Secondly, I was
wondering, to drink anymore.
Throughout all of your antics in your life, have you ever been punched in the face?
No.
And if so, how badly did it hurt? Thank you. Appreciate the show. Always a great time.
Yeah, I got punched in the face when I was in like fifth grade. Knocked me right out. I was unconscious for, I don't know, a minute or something. He was a seventh grader. But nope, surprisingly, I have never been punched in the face in my adult life. I think I need to experience that before I die. Somebody needs to punch me in the face.
Hello, Brad. Will here again.
Hey, Will.
So I was listening to one of your older shows.
Okay.
It was July 30th, 2015, the show called Income and Doorknobs. And about 43 minutes and 35 seconds in, you said that if you ever saw Olga in person, that you would punch her in the face. And I would like to know if you ever made good on that. And if not, like, what the hell? So, maybe go check that out and maybe fix that.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't even think of that. A couple weeks ago when I met her and King Richard, I completely forgot about that promise to everyone that I would punch Olga in the face. And that's weird. Two voicemails in a row about being punched in the face. What the hell?
Hello, Alex Corbin. This is Jim Bayless from Ameritech Corporate Security.
Hey, Jim.
I'm calling because I've got a couple of questions. If you go ahead and give me a call back, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me write down your number. I'll do that right after I finish these voicemails.
Hello, this is Adrian, and this is my crawling voice. I don't even know what to say, so I'll just say this. You suck, and go suck a dick. And I'm just playing.
Okay, don't worry, everyone. Just a few more to go, and this will all be over.
Hi, Brad. How you doing, man?
Hey.
It's Minnesota Greg. I don't really have much to say. I just haven't called you in a while, but your shows have been awesome.
Well, and thank you.
Excuse me. You've been putting out more shows lately, too. And I fucking love
it. Trying.
You might make me a Patreon here eventually. If I wasn't such a broke-ass fucking hobo. Eventually, you might be able to talk me into it. Keep up the good work. That is it. Love you, Brad.
I hope so.
Bye-bye.
You know, if you were a Patreon, you could have listened to the live portion of this show 24 hours ago. Because I had this all edited last night, and I went ahead and just put it up on Patreon. Because I didn't think I'd get this episode posted tonight. I'm still not sure if I'm going to get it posted tonight, but maybe I will. It's 10:30 right now. It's almost my bedtime.
Hello, Brad Carter.
Hello.
This is the Prince of Saiyans. I wanted to call and let you know I'm listening on the throne of Vegeta.
All right.
By the way, this is Vegeta. If you hadn't guessed already.
Yep, I figured so.
Like that.
Who else would be
on
his throne?
Shows are very entertaining to us Saiyans. We appreciate Also, on behalf of all the Saiyans, my servant Nappa wishes to speak to you on our behalf.
Okay. What's happening?
Hey, Brad.
Oh, God.
This is Nappa.
No, come on. It's been really 47 seconds now. But, okay, there's just one left after this. We'll just play it.
Can't get enough of them.
Yep, okay.
And, would you hurry up already? Oh, sorry. I guess we gotta go and
this
go...
This is good material here.
...destroy Earth or something like that. Well, we'll see you there. Destroy Earth. Gotta go get this guy named Carrot. It's Kakarot. Sorry, Vegeta. Alright. See you later, Brad.
Alright, bye. Minute and a half of
Hello,
that.
Mr. Pepper. This is Zombie Mouse again.
Hey.
I've got a knock-knock joke for you.
Alright. Let's hear
knock,
it.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Procrastinating cow.
Procrastinating cow who? That's the end. Good one. But you know what? It was only 16 seconds long, so I really like that voicemail. That was the best voicemail ever. Thanks for that. Okay, thank you, everyone, for listening to the show today. That's all. Bye.
Who the fuck is this? I got a tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm going to report you.
Please,
my
please.
Nephew is a sheriff. I'm reporting you to him. You want to fucking play games, buddy? Play games.
Just, can we pretend I never called you?
You are a piece of fucking shit.
Okay.
And if you call my phone again, I'll make sure you don't ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
Oh, come on.
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.